We will now move. We've got about 10 minutes, and we will finish up House Bill. One other thing that I needed to do that I neglected to on House Bill 1053, that is on the consent calendar, but I would like someone who would be willing to answer any questions on the floor if that does come up. Do I have anyone who would volunteer to answer questions on House Bill? Representative Hunhoff said she would do that. Let us move to House Bill 1025. And from that, we've heard all the public testimony on House Bill 1025, so we will go to the subcommittee report, and that Representative Solem.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We had a lot of discussion on House Bill 1025, so what I'm going to do here is just report on what the subcommittee did. As you will recall, Madam Chair, day before yesterday at our last meeting, appointed a subcommittee and appointed myself as chairman together with Representative Davis and Representative Pitts. We met yesterday morning at 7 o'clock right here in this room and with Betty Holdenkamp, Department of Human Services, Dallas Johnson from the Unified Judicial System, Lynn Valenti, Department of Human Services, and Dick Howard, the Association of County Commissioners. Now, the purpose in the subcommittee being appointed and the purpose of our discussion yesterday morning was to clarify a couple of things that we could not get a consensus to. One being that the Association of County Commissioners felt as though by some of the chapter that was being repealed, they were left out of the loop. They were not included in the interagency team concept. Representative Davis had a very legitimate concern that the parents that had a child with an emotional disturbance should be added to the local interagency team. So yesterday morning, Betty Holdenkamp brought forth then what we call a memorandum of understanding between, and as you can see in the top of that, all the departments involved: education, human services, social services, health, corrections, Unified Judicial System, and added to that was the South Dakota Association of County Commissioners. Now, and if we go down to the bottom of the first page, and here is where we added a couple sentences, and that brought everybody into the loop and took care of the concerns that we had to consider being part of the subcommittee. We added a sentence, and this was at the suggestion of Dick Howard, that the Board of County Commissioners of each county within a mental health service area shall be consulted in such determinations. And that satisfied their need, because this put them back in the loop of consulting and making a determination concerning the emotional disturbed child. The second sentence was put in there at the request of Representative Davis, and very well so, because we did not want to leave the parents out. And it says that, as required in South Dakota Code 27A1554, any local interagency team shall include a parent of a child with an emotional disturbance who resides within the service area. And there was no objection by the subcommittee members. What we did, it seemed to clarify and clean up any concerns and brought everybody into consensus and put everybody into the loop. And I guess if we did something wrong, the same committee will be meeting next year, and we can undo what we did. But I think it made a good bill better. And I will end my discussion at this time, except that I would add, you'll see that the memorandum of understanding needs the signature of each one of those departments that I mentioned. And Betty informed me that when the bill gets passed, if it gets passed, then she would get signatures of each one of those agencies that you see there, and that would become then a part of our permanent file for this committee. So I recommend that we concur with the recommendations of the subcommittee and go ahead and pass the bill.
Thank you, Representative Solem. It's been moved by Representative Solem that House Bill 1025 do pass, seconded by Representative Van Etten. Is there discussion? Yes. Representative McCoy.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. are we putting this that you just added, is it only going in the Memorandum of Understanding, or are we putting it in the bill too?
It's already in the bill. Representative Davis had amended yesterday.
All right. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Representative Bradford.
Madam Chairman, I'm just wondering about you specify a parent of a child. Does that also contain... I'm thinking of a lot of our children that don't have exactly on the reservation, don't have maybe a parent, but they have full, care of grandchild. I mean, I'm talking about...
Representative Bradford, let's see if Betty can answer that question.
Could they be included?
Okay.
Good morning. Typically, although it does say parent, we're pretty inclusive when we interpret that to be generally family members. So it might be that it's a natural parent, adoptive parent, foster parent. It may be a grandparent. We've even had times where an aunt or an uncle or sibling have represented the child.
Just one comment on that. Representative Davis had to leave. We had both had calls last night from parents who, actually the one I had talked to, had served on this, and she was very pleased to see that the parent involvement shall be continued. She said that's vital and appreciated that. Again, I would thank all the members of the subcommittee, Representative Pitts, Representative Solomon, Representative Davis, for meeting and coming to an agreement on this. And are there any other discussion on the amendment do pass? Betty, did you have a comment?
I was just going to point out the other thing we distributed this morning was the map, because there were so many questions about service areas, and I apologize for not thinking to bring that on Monday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It has been moved and seconded that House Bill 1025, as amended, do pass. All those in favor will say aye, opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll. And again, you may want to speak into the microphone when you're doing the roll call again, so it is covered on the internet. Thank you.
Abdullah?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Davis? Frost?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
McCoy?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Pitts?
Aye.
Van Etten?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye. 13-0. The vote is 13-0. House bill.
12.
I'm sorry. 12-0-1 excused. House Bill 1025 as amended has passed. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.